not easy. Not easy. But I used to tell children, I don't know what I told them, I thought, if we didn't have to do something, if we were never encouraged to do, we wouldn't be anything at all, would we?
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, and this is going to, I guess, church, because in my devotion this morning was, it was the in the prayer, thank you God for giving us troubles, because troubles make us change, and it works out. And it does.
Sure.
A lot of times we think that what we are doing or what we are having to do is terrible and we shouldn't do it, but it makes character.
Yeah, makes us who we are, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does.
What were houses like back then?
Do you want to know really?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Well, and we, ours was not as good, I don't guess, Mom and Daddy's house is the average. But it was four rooms. Mm-hmm. There was a room here. This was a kitchen and a bedroom. And then there was a hall. And all houses nearly had to have a hall. And then
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. So they wouldn't, I guess, run into each other. I don't know why. And then were two rooms here. And until I was old enough to have a date, the living room wasn't sealed, and the back bedroom, the kitchen part, and Mom and Daddy's bedroom. And can you think about going to bed now, no heat?
Wow.
But we wore a lot of clothes. And I've been to school a lot of times. Mama had, we had this veil. It was very thin. I don't know what kind of material it was. But she'd put it over our mouths and we'd get to school, be frozen.
Oh, wow.
Really?
We walked a mile to school, and except when it was raining. And Daddy would come for us in the wagon.
Oh.
Well, anyway.
So did you have a wood stove that you used for cooking?
Oh, yeah. Made the best biscuit, you know. And I used a wood-burning stove after I married. And it made good food, the biscuit, and cornbread. You don't ever know how to make it.
I do. My great-grandmother cooked on a wood stove for years and years and years until my uncle finally took it away and she just cried. They put her an electric one. They brought her an electric one and she had it put out on the porch and kept her wood stove until finally my uncle went and, this is awful what he did, he took her wood stove away so he could sell it as an antique.
And
said, you've got this nice electric stove, just use that. But she didn't like the way stuff tasted on that stove.
And it's not as good. It's not as good. Baked potatoes, you know, Mama, then she had a, later on in life, we had one with a warming closet, we called it. Well, there's something in that closet every day when we got home from school.
Ooh.
You know, it's baked potatoes, or maybe there was tea cakes. You know what tea cakes are? It's cookies now. And something, but those were the best baked potatoes. They just won't bake that good. And
is a tea cake a particular kind of cookie?
Yeah. I wish I had the recipe for that. And she didn't measure anything. She just poured it in there, but it was good. But she was a good cook.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had two brothers and three sisters. And my